The fire made that up, and by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go. Get inside and let it burn. It's not the only will I hold. Get inside and let it burn.
All right, welcome to In Plain Sight. I'm your host, Jeremy. We can talk to you on your Monday night broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage, mail your check and money order payable to RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in the debit or credit card number to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. You can also donate to me if you want to. I have a GoFundMe up on the comments section of the show script on the archives. And this is your Monday night rundown of the news with our special guest tonight. You know the caliber of my guest, Mike. You know the man.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Get out!
Joining us a little early for some Patrick and Jeremy on your Monday night rundown of the news. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Oh, if people only knew what a big deal I really am.
Glad you could come on. This might be, three? Patrick and Jeremy times three this week. I don't know what they did to deserve this, but
yeah,
here we are. So usually I just do sort of a rundown, and glad you come in to help me out. Kind of wasn't feeling it tonight, but we have a few things here. We've got the Memphis riots. I don't know if you've been keeping up with this. There was a group.
Yeah.
The Scorpion team. I thought the Scorpions were like that cool German band.
They were like a heavy metal band in the 1980s, maybe? Scorpion.
Sang about the Berlin Wall coming down. Yeah. But also we have the Scorpions in Memphis. They're obviously, or apparently, they were some sort of police department team, maybe vigilantes, and they disbanded after they beat to death a 29-year-old black man, Tyree Nichols. Maybe it's pronounced Tyre. It looks like Tyree.
Tyree. That sounds dumb. Yeah. So don't try this at home. So what I gather is that Memphis has had a very, very high murder rate, crime rate on the one hand, but on the other hand, racial injustice. And I know they've got this Jewish congressman named Steve Cohen, not to be confused with the late Stephen F. Cohen, the Russian scholar, Russian history scholar. And I don't, their mayor's white. I don't think he's Jewish, but he's not black. But they have a black lady as police chief. And so on the one hand, you've had, because of everything that's been going on with Black Lives Matter over the past several years, you've had an exodus of normal law-abiding people from the police force, right? And you've also had a conscious attempt to recruit more from the community. Now, recruiting from the community has required lowering standards. So it used to be common for many police forces to require a college degree or at least, special college level courses in law enforcement and things like that. But they've lowered it in Memphis to a simple high school diploma. And these high school diplomas, all that means nowadays is you didn't formally drop out. You don't actually have to go to classes or get grades in most places, because that would be racist. And then you have to have worked for 2 out of the past 5 years. You need 2 years of work experience out of the past 5. Those are some pretty low standards. And what it seems like is, and now this Scorpion unit, because they have extremely high violent crime rates in certain neighborhoods in the cities, they had some sort of special response unit that they put together. And the special response unit didn't, normally, if you were to have some sort of special team, from what I understand, these would be people who are veterans on the police force, at least 7 years and whatnot. And yet these people, these 5 people who are 5 police officers who were arrested and charged with second-degree murder, I don't think any of them have been on the force more than 3 years. And so it seems more or less as if they simply created a gang within the police force. And so these people were pretty similar to just gang members. And Jason Whitlock, the last thing I'll say on this before kicking it back to you, Jason Whitlock, the based black guy who comes on Tucker's show, he compared it to gang members, and he compared the black female police chief to an unwed mother that brings up juvenile delinquents without male parental involvement. That's what I'm reporting. What do you think?
You can't get more based black guy than that. That's pretty base for a black guy. You've heard of pretty fly for a white guy. That's pretty base for a black guy.
He's based. And that's not the first base thing he's said recently. He's on a roll.
So this Nichols guy that got beat to death, he was drugged from his vehicle at a traffic stop, and his motionless body was handcuffed and propped against a squad car. And the officers were seen giving fist bumps to each other as they cuffed him after they beat him, I suppose. Nichols died in a hospital 3 days later after the incident. And so we're expecting riots, of course. This is going to be interesting because as our police forces are, inundated with these black gang member types, you've got this narrative of, BLM against the police. Well, now it's going to be BLM against black police, against black police gang members, I guess, is what the thing is.
Well, and to a large extent, isn't this Antifa riots? How much is Black Lives Matter mobilized? Because there seems to be a lot of Antifa.
It is. They are trying to revive BLM, but it's mostly Antifa in this. And whether it's BLM or Antifa, they're always headed by white, millennial-age college females.
Females?
Anyway.
Are they females or are they male to female trainees?
You know, we shouldn't just disgender them. Maybe they're just them.
Okay, they're theys. Or zays. Or its. Or what's its.
So the protesters shut down a bridge in Memphis on Friday, chanting justice for Tyree. At another demonstration Saturday, the crowd cheered as the dismemberment of the Scorpion unit was announced. So this is going to be a Antifa against police narrative, I guess is what they're going to push.
It'd be funny. I don't know how funny. it would be ironic, let's say it that way, if you had a bunch of white tranny Antifa who were attacking black policemen for being white supremacists.
That would be the definition of irony. I Memphis is very close to me. I could go down there for the weekend if I wanted to. Not that I would want to, because I can get barbecue here in Southwest Kentucky. But it's always been crime-ridden.
Is there anything that you would want in Memphis other than barbecue?
Graceland? You can tour Graceland.
I'll give you that. Okay.
Other than that, I don't see why anybody would want to go to Memphis.
The only time I've ever been to Memphis is driving through it on the way to see you last summer.
So, Fallout, let's see. So we got Memphis riots, Daily Mail. Huge protest erupts in Memphis after demonstrators shut down highway. This is from the Daily Mail. Thousands of Antifa march in Memphis, Portland, and Seattle amid call for violence. This is spreading to Portland and Seattle. So maybe this is going to be the winter of love. Winter of protests.
Well, and you know, the question is, the point's been made, and you know, it's not the best take, but there's something to it. That last time they had a season of these riots in the cities, they managed to get rid of the sitting president. There's a lot of differences, but you know, maybe this is in part a signal to Biden that it's time for him to move on and make way for chlamydia.
This is something I was discussing with colleagues earlier today where I was working. They're trying to get rid of Biden. It's obvious. But they don't want to get rid of him, you know, with legit reasons. Like, there's plenty of material on the Hunter Biden laptop of the Biden, when he was vice president, engaging in shady deals with energy companies in the Ukraine after the Maidan coup. There's all of that on the laptop, but we don't want to focus on that. They're wanting to get rid of Biden without focusing on real reasons to really take him down. They're just wanting to get rid of him for superficial reasons. And this maybe this is one of the pushes.
Yeah. If they want to get rid of him, not want to get rid of him for real reasons, like those you mentioned, or the insanity of the Iraq war, or anything else that's real. You know, the forcible injection of this gene therapy into people's veins. No, so it would be something stupid. Well, like fake documents. And the riots are just kind of to get his attention, maybe?
I don't think he's looking. I don't think he's probably aware. I haven't heard a Biden statement on this.
Biden made a statement. He made a statement, and he said that it's exhausting to be black or brown in this country because of white supremacy. I don't know if he mentioned white supremacy specifically, but he did use that cliche. It's exhausting. Is that why is he trying to say that, you know, they're lazy because they're exhausted? Is he calling them lazy? Is he calling them exhausted?
Black and brown. That wouldn't be good. We're on the verge of Black History Month, so that wouldn't be... I don't know how we're going to handle this. That wouldn't be good.
Black History Month, as opposed to what we had, which was more than a month, of... what was it called? A Black People Appreciation Month.
Right. That sort of fizzled out. I haven't heard anything from Ye lately.
We'll be back.
Not sure what happened there.
Well, he got married.
But he married.
He got married. Some like Italian girl who was working for his fashion brand. We'll be back. Spreading the message of love of Hitler. It's a message of love.
Very sorry to hear that he got married. He's just asking for it. I think if I had that kind of money and fame, I definitely would not seek another wife. The first one didn't turn out all that well.
Yeah, well. He said he was going to remain celibate and out of wedlock, and so I guess he got tired of that. I don't know.
Well, so the Scorpions then are white supremacists. They're black white supremacists. Is that something like the Dave Chappelle?
With a sting. A sting. What kind of sound do scorpions make anyway?
Well, what about the scorpions, the sound?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. I just know they made that one cool song about the Berlin Wall coming down.
Yeah.
Maybe we could play that.
Maybe.
I was 13 when the Berlin Wall came down. That was a big thing. That led into the fall of the Soviet, well, the dismemberment of the Soviet Union anyway. Listening to the wind of change. August summer night. I mean, it was the wind of change. I mean, you had the Soviet Union disband shortly after that. So, when will we see the dismemberment of the U.S. government? Is that on the horizon?
I don't know. Here's one thing, okay? So I've had on my show a few times a gentleman named Benjamin Fulford. And every single time he's been on my show, he has said that, you know, next, like the end of the fiscal quarter or the end of the fiscal year, the U.S. government's going to default on its debt and everything's going to collapse. He said it over and over and over again. Well, a few days ago, apparently Janet Yellen said pretty much the same thing, that the Congress has to raise the debt ceiling so that they can issue more debt. Otherwise, all hell's going to break loose. So I don't know.
Well, it's breaking loose pretty much now. People can't afford to live. And so I don't know how much longer the American public's going to hold up under this. But yeah, under Reuters, Yellen warns of U.S. default by risk of early June. Pull up all kinds of articles on this. Hey, we're coming up on the break. Let's take this and regroup back on the other side.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Back to the Patrick and Jeremy show on Your Money Not Broadcast. Holiday, this is the first time I've ever had Sex Pistols played on the show. Holiday and the Sun about the fall of the Berlin Wall.
It's not the first time it's been on RBN. I'm sure I must have played some Sex Pistols at some time.
Really? So they wrote a song about the fall of the Berlin Wall, huh?
No, not about the fall of the Berlin Wall. That was like 15 years before the fall of the Berlin Wall. It was just...
Well, no wonder I didn't know about it. I was 15 years before the Berlin Wall, I was like in kindergarten or something.
You weren't even alive yet. This has been like 1975 or so.
That's true. I was born in 76. So, have you performed this song before?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I could play all the Sex Pistols. Every Sex Pistols, they only really had one album called Nevermind the Bullocks, Here's the Sex Pistols, and I could play every song on that. They were so simple. They're just really, really simple. And all you had to do is sneer.
So a little bit of anarchy. So a little bit of true anarchy there. I mean, today's modern punk bands, you know, they try to do anarchy blended with leftism. I know Green Day tried to do that, protesting against the Bush administration in the 90s. But they ended up being spokesmen for the system. But you get back to Sex Pistol stuff. I mean, that was true against the system, you know, punk.
At the time, anarchy in the UK, it's coming sometime. It might be. something, stop a traffic line. Oh, my God, I can't even remember these songs. Anarchy in the UK, yeah. No Dog's Bodies. I have no idea what these songs were about. The lyrics really didn't make a whole lot of sense.
But... So, I mean...
Okay, and they had another... Okay, well, so we did a song. This is in the 1970s. And we did a song... Well, this song, Anarchy in the UK, but instead of singing about anarchy and the Queen in the UK, we sang about bagels. And it was Lenders Bagels. We mean it, man. We love our bagels, fresh baked daily. You know, they're the.
So what's ironic is like these the type of people that listen to that, like the older people or these people today, they would be like pro-system though. Like, you know, 40 years ago they would be anti-system, but today they're like pro-system. Hasn't it all shifted?
Yeah, it has all shifted. And Johnny Rotten, whose real name is Johnny Lydon, he played in Israel a few years back. And I think the Roger Waters from Pink Floyd called him out on it, and Johnny Rotten just sneered at him.
Now, yeah, Waters from Pink Floyd, I mean, he's a true leftist that's still against the system. That because if you're a leftist of the 70s, you know, you're against Jewish power and wars for Israel. So not everybody held that line.
Yeah, there was a band, the leading American punk rock band from the 70s. It's called the Dead Kennedys. And their lead singer was Jello Biafra. And once, wasn't my band, but it was like my former bandmate. He was opening for Jello Biafra. And this was after the Dead Kennedys had broken up. And I went there and I got to talk to Jello Biafra, who's a Jew, by the way. And Jello Biafra got involved with the Green Party. I think he ran for mayor of San Francisco or something like that. So, whatever. The Green Party, maybe 20 or 30 years ago, well, I don't know if they existed 30 years ago, but 20 years ago was kind of like a peace party. But, of course, now in Germany, they're the most belligerent pro-war party that there is. It's kind of amazing. They're kind of unrecognizable.
Yeah. What's interesting is that these people now, though, they would be for the system. To be a leftist today is to be for war, in the Ukraine. Hey, let's open this break. Let's cover more on the inside. Can feel it everywhere. I'm
blowing with the wind of change. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We go to the party. We go to the game. We ain't going to the disco. Ain't gonna cruise out, man. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail.
We're coming back. Inside Punk Rock Edition, Stealing People's Mail on In Plain Sight with the Patrick and Jeremy Show. Just talking about the phenomenon of these punk rockers who would at one time be anti-system. A lot of them now are pro-system because the system has went totally tranny, left, support for war, and all of the like. These people are totally going against what they once supported in their youth. I remember the Don Henley song, Boys of Summer, and one of the lyrics in that was that he saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Meaning that the people who were once against capitalism in the 70s and against the system, you know, now had, I guess, six-figure jobs and were embracing very system that they protested.
I don't know if Deadheads were really against the system. They were just on acid. They were on a lot of acid.
I guess the point being that, you know, yesterday's protesters are today's pro-system leftists. I think that would be the point of the lyric.
So when I talked to Jello Biafra, it was 1987. And I think he was playing in the University of Hawaii auditorium or something like that. But at the time, some wives of congressmen were going hard against him. One was Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife. And I think Lynn Cheney Dick Cheney at the time was a congressman from Wyoming. I think it was like Lynn Cheney and Tipper Gore and a couple of these other congressmen's wives were going hard against certain musicians. And so they basically did kind of like a Richard Spencer type of thing. You know how like Richard Spencer was ruined by these, you know, Jews who sued him, and Andrew Anglin was ruined by Jews who sued him. Well, the Dead Kennedys were broken up by Tipper Gore with all these harassment suits and things because stealing people's mail was going to give, it was going to corrupt our youth, right? Mm. So that, you know, with all these law harassment lawsuits, the Dead Kennedys broke up, and then Jello Biafra had to go solo or whatever. But so the system, I don't know, like, really how effectively Jello Biafra, the Dead Kennedys, or Sex Pistols were really against the system, but the system was against them. And what's Jello Biafra up to now? I don't know. He's probably running a hedge fund or something.
Well, I did read that Ice-T joined that Jello Biafra to take on Tipper Gore back in the 90s over record labeling. So we got Ice-T in there. Bass, yeah. Black guy. Yeah. Yeah. We got off on a bit of a tangent, but these kids today, they don't know what against the system means. They don't even understand. You know, the kids today are for the system. I mean, you take the leftist kids today that have the blue hair and the pronouns. I mean, the system is very much in favor of them. The system would take away kids from their parents to let them gender transition before they're 18. You see this happening.
So I think that to an extent, this has been going on for a while. You can think back to the 1960s and the hippies. And, okay, so they were, you know, tuning in and dropping out. And they were taking drugs, and but you know the what would you call it? The legacy system, which would be say the Anglo-Saxon, you know, the WASP ruling class, Eastern Coast elite. They were alarmed at that, but the new rising Jewish elite was encouraging it, right? And the thing is. The countercultures, probably you could go pretty far back many decades, maybe to the early 20th century, and find that the countercultures have been largely Jewish creations. And they were anti-establishment originally because the establishment was the, you know, the white Christian East Coast establishment. But over the decades, the white East Coast Christian establishment lost power, and the new establishment, the new system, is thoroughly Jewish. And so this counterculture, it's pro system because it's a creation of the system. The ruling elite, the Jewish ruling elite, wants our kids to have blue hair and stretched out ear lobes and facial tattoos and mutilated genitals and you know, STDs and all this other stuff. Do I sound like a grumpy old man? Because I feel like one.
So back in August of 2022, I just read here that Ozzy Osbourne released an exclusive record in the colors of the Ukraine flag. So this individual, this Ozzy, who, you know, in Black Sabbath recorded The War Pigs, a total anti-Vietnam War song, anti-war, very anti-war individual, now is pro-Ukrainian. I think that's one of the examples that I'm bringing forth of yesterday's leftists or today's, you know, supporters of the establishment.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Sharon! Sharon!
Yeah. There's very few brain cells left. obviously, very few brain cells left. And Sharon, isn't Sharon Osbourne a Fox News contributor now? I think she is.
I think you're right. Wow. The world that we live in, Sharon Osbourne, a Fox News contributor. Let's look that up. We're just having fun tonight. I don't know if you guys
are. Isn't it The Talk? She's on The Talk.
Okay, there you go. Did she go to The View? Was she ever on The View? Let's see.
Is The Talk, that must be the Fox News version of The View. Because I'm sure The View would be really, really bad with all those, like, John McCain's daughter and the corpse of Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg. That would not be a very nice view.
Yeah, so entertainment.com, Sharon Osbourne addresses The Talk. The new TV personality slams CBS for her exit from the show. Sharon Osbourne to Helen back. So she's on The Talk, Fox News. Wow, that's interesting.
What do you want to talk about?
Hey, let's do Ukraine stuff since we breached that topic.
Let's do it.
You got a call if you want.
Yeah, who do we got on the line, Mike? I didn't even look.
It's Vinny, Indiana.
Let's go with Vinny. Go ahead, Vinny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Patrick. Hey.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, don't think we wouldn't just take any caller. I hope you know that.
Well, thank you. I got a couple Boomer Vision subjects. As far as the Memphis thing, several other RBN hosts brought up the fact that the idea that they recruited these very low qualified cops formed the Scorpion Gang. It's kind of reminiscent of the 1971 Stanley Kubrick movie, A Clockwork Orange, where the premise is that an ultra-liberal government, they want to empty the prisons to make room for political prisoners. So they're looking for different reform measures, and of course Alex gets the kind of the psychological, you know, forced brainwashing, and his ex-gang members, they get to become police officers. And it just seems to me like, you know, things from dystopian future, concepts that us boomers thought were ridiculous are becoming true.
Yeah. That's a good point. Who was making that point? Because that's good. The Stanley, the Clockwork.
And Blackburn brought it up, and I was thinking the same thing when I saw it. I mean, I think, you know, it's something that I remember seeing that movie, you know, when I was a teen, in college. And, that film was banned for like 20 years because they thought it was promoting violence. It was a bad influence. But, it's like coming true. I mean, I think Jared Taylor had been talking about this for a long time. He had an article on UN's Review about this. And it's like, yeah, I mean, if you don't want whites to be on the police force, you're going to have basically the police force is just going to become another criminal gang. And in fact, in the 19th century, before you had formalized police forces, that's basically what you had. You had various gangs enforcing, crime. I mean, enforcing the law against other criminal elements.
Irish gangs.
Yeah.
So that, so the people, here's one point that I wanted to reiterate. The very people that did Clockwork Orange, they would be totally in favor of child trannies and support for war with Ukraine and anti-Russia. They would be all in favor of that today.
Well, I think the film was very critical of this. You know, it's a very dystopian movie. I mean, I don't think they were in favor of it, but yeah, they predict it was kind of a prediction of this could happen because the whole premise was the liberal government of the future. They want to make room. They want to use our prisons for political prisoners, people who don't agree with them. So they got to get the real criminals out on the street doing what they got to do.
Yeah, that's my whole point. The people that thought that idea up would be totally in favor of what's going on now. The political prisoners would be the fascists, the Trump supporters, the people that are against trannyism, put them in political prison. Support child trannies, support war in Ukraine. Everything shifted. The people that were, anti-culture 30, 40 years ago are in charge now. What do you think about that, Patrick?
Well, if not the same individuals, certainly the same institutions, like institution of Hollywood, the Democratic Party, a lot of academia, a lot of, like, institutionally, this has been playing out over a number of decades, and Clockwork Orange was made in, 1971, maybe? So that's over 50 years ago. So, sometimes you might be talking about the same individuals. Somebody like Michael Moore. Isn't Michael Moore that fat old lady who is always making a fuss about things? I think it is.
Are you misgendering? Did you just misgender Michael Moore?
No, I think I'm appropriately gendering. And but one last thing is one thing that's sad is that a lot of the people who if the music is coming, I'll wait till the other side.
Just singing in the rain, what a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
That's not the music. I think Mike's just playing like music all the time.
All right, yeah. All right. So the point is that let's just say people who don't like the trannyism, people who don't like Black Lives Matter and the riots, people who 20 years ago were voting for family values and things like this. Too often, these very same people are viciously anti-Putin, who is family values. He is sound economic policies. Like, Vladimir Putin really represents everything that the Republican Party was supposed to represent, but never actually did, never actually followed through on. And Vladimir Putin represents that, and yet you'll have so many Republican boomers, not Tucker, but Republican boomers, who are just jumping on this whole anti-Putin, pro-Ukraine bandwagon. It's all bizarre.
That's an interesting point. You've got leftists, against Russia and against family values, and now they've tricked, right-wingers who should be in support of family values and Christian culture, also against Putin and Russia, who is standing for Christian.
Because you look at the 10 people, there was 10 Republican congressmen out of, 200 or 200 and something, who had voted against the initial war funding in Ukraine. And maybe they've pulled a couple more people onto their side or whatever. But almost the entire Republican Party is for Ukraine, and the leadership is. And Mitch McConnell says it's the most important issue facing America. And the very few Republicans who voted against it don't really, they're not really like the boomer types. It's like Matt Gaetz or Large Marge and, Lorena Bobbert or whatever her name is.
That's interesting. So because of controlled opposition, that the Jews have implemented have worked so well, you've got both the left and the right mainstream going for the same thing.
Yeah, like, they're really in lockstep on the Ukraine,
yeah.
And to a large extent on China. Like, the foreign policy, they're pretty much in lockstep, and everybody loves Israel. The few people, there's those two squad ladies who are Muslim who will, on occasion, bitch about Israel, and then Tucker will have Jew on to say how horrible they are and how horrible the Democrats are for allowing them in their party.
Well, the squad was brought to heel very quickly. I mean, that's not even a true opposition party. I mean, they were brought to heel I think the point is they've got everybody on lockstep, as you said. I mean, even people that would consider themselves true Trump supporters and right-wingers, they buy into, you know, DeSantis. We're not going to teach trannyism to anybody under fourth grade, and we're going to take a stand on this. So, I mean, really, I mean, everybody's on the same agenda. You know, the only true... Go ahead, Vinny.
Can I bring up, related to what you're saying, can I, Pat Buchanan's retiring, and something I saw recently, Pat, you know, back in the 1978, California had this thing called the Briggs Initiative, and it would have prevented public school teachers from advocating LGBT issues in the classroom. You know, they couldn't be out of the closet and advocating LGBT issues. And I remember, like, Ronald Reagan was at first in favor of it. Then he decided to make a political move to not support it because he felt it was not necessary. And this was the beginning of the Log Cabin Republicans. The Log Cabin Republicans was formed, you know, this was, you know, it was a money laundering scheme for wealthy Jews who supported, and ultra-libertarians who supported, you know, who were either gay themselves or wanted to push the gay agenda. And, you know, but at that time, most of the Log Cabin Republicans were kind of nobody knew who actually the group was. They just knew that they were putting out money for advertising against the Briggs Initiative. But, I mean, I was a teenager back then, and I remember, you know, this being a big deal. And that was one of the first times I remember Pat Buchanan, like, who this guy was. And, you know, I remember, like, Bob Hope used to go on TV, and his joke was at the time was, you know, I just flew in from California where they made homosexuality legal. And, you know, I'm just hoping when I get back there, they haven't made it mandatory. And that's like, you know, that's like, that's where we're on now.
Bob Hope never said that, did he? Oh, maybe he did.
That was his joke. Oh, yeah, but that was his opening joke for years.
I just flew in from California, and boy, are my arms tired.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, I mean, that was his opening joke for years. Was, you know, someday they're going to make it mandatory.
Well, they have.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at now. And, you know, you guys ever listen to Devin Stack? He covers these issues really good on the Insomnia Stream. Like, he covered the whole Anita Bryant thing. And he did a thing on, like, you know, what it was like to be a boomer and, like, maybe growing up in the 60s and early 70s. Like, I remember them showing us films like Boys Beware. Like, you know, we would be shown films in, like, fifth or sixth grade warning you about, you know, mm-hmm. gay, you know, groomers and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, like, nowadays, they would never do that.
How about a little Clockwork Orange clip here? Possibly appropriate. Right.
Crying cockles and mussels.
One thing I could never stand was to see a filthy, dirty old drunkie howling away at the filthy songs of his fathers and going blurp, blurp in between, as it might be a filthy old orchestra and his stinking rotten guts. I could never stand to see anyone like that, whatever his age might be, but more especially when he was real old like this one was.
I feel like we should have had, like, a British guy on with our show so we don't seem anti-British. Like, we should have had Collett or Andy Hitchcock on.
Wait, I thought that was like a British shout out. This is a this is a peak British filmmaking, disturbing yet poignant, on point yet scatterbrained.
Stanley Kubrick was an American Jew, right? He wasn't British.
Oh, cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah, he was. Stanley Kubrick was Jewish, but he also married the niece of the guy who made the most anti-Semitic movie ever made, Huge Zeus. So he was like definitely a one of a kind Jew. He was kind of like a Bobby Fischer.
Okay, I mean, I'm not condemning him. The Doctor Strangelove was an interesting movie. I rewatched that a couple years ago, and I don't get 2001. I don't get it. There was some good parts of it, and my dog is always telling me, you know, like I'm always telling my dog, you know, open the hatch. Open the hatch, Mr. T. Come on, Mr. T. Open the hatch.
Open the hatch. Open the hatch, Mr. T.
Yeah. Yeah. He won't let me in. I relive that on a daily basis.
Hey, we got 2 minutes. You want to give... Oh, Matilda's gone. Well, how about some more Gorky Park or maybe a little more Clockwork Orange?
Go on! Do me in, you bastard cowards! We don't want to live anyway!
I don't think we have more time for anything else. I think we've made our points. Let's listen with Gorky Park. Patrick, thanks for joining me. Thank you, Vinny, also for calling
in. Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks a lot. And let's do a little Patrick and Jeremy tomorrow night.
We will do that.
To the face of time, like a storm wind, then we ring the freedom bell for peace of mind. Play it your bala like I sing what my guitar wants to
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.